The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Good morning, Trinidad and Tobago. Welcome back to Freedom 106.5 FM. We now have in studio with me, as per usual, on our Wednesdays, the program and segment, the NPTA Speaks. And at this time, we have President Walter Stewart in the building with me. Good morning to you, Walter. Welcome back.
Good morning and thank you. Happy Wednesday, NPTA Speaks.
That's right. And we'll continue to speak right here on Freedom. I want to say good morning going on to Marlon Henry. Marlon, good morning to you, wherever you are. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And Ivana. Ivana, top of the morning to you as well. Melissa from B-Mobile. Not Melissa, sorry. Alicia from B-Mobile. Good morning. And there's this lovely lady up in licensing in Sandy Grand. Yeah, to say good morning to. And not to mention my usuals. I know I forget all you this morning, but this morning was a rough one for me. All right. So, Walter, what's on your mind this morning? I do have a clip I want to play for you.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm. But let me talk about the egg election first.
Exactly. Let's talk about the PTA week. Yeah. PTA week started on Sunday, October 26th. We ran until November 1st. We had a fantastic blessed service last Sunday at the St. Crispin's Anglican Church. The history of the PTA indicates that the two members who are the founding fathers of Parent Teacher Association in Trinidad and Tobago had their children at the St. Crispin's Anglican Church. So indeed, we owe a lot in terms of our formation or establishment to the St. Crispin's Anglican Church, and more so the Anglican Church in general, because, as I said, the founding fathers originated from there. So we felt it fitting to have our church service, the launch of PTA Week at the St. Crispin's Anglican Church, and hats off to Reverend Father Augustus Thompson.
Police, he was so on target. Tonight invest.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that.
He was so on target when he spoke about Thanksgiving, trust, and transition. So applicable, so apt to what we are doing as members of the National Council of Parent Teacher Association.
All right, so what is the latest on the horizon with the elections?
Right, the elections are due on November 1st. Now, the elections are biennial. When we came into office, the executive had the honor to lead. We came into office on November 11, 2023 at a conference of delegates we had at Cipriani Labour College. This year, we are going to Marabella South Secondary and the elections will be held on November 1st, this coming Saturday. And we are hoping again, one good term deserves another. I'm putting my hat in the ring and I'm hoping for the best.
Win, lose or draw, NPTA speaks. Huh?
Continues. Very good, very good. Definitely, definitely. We on.
I just letting you know.
Appreciate.
Win, lose,
appreciate,
or draw, appreciate. The NPTA speaks.
Great,
it's a program
great.
That I think is doing well, and thanks. Persons are thanking the Freedom for
good.
Engaging
great.
With the NPTA. They're getting a voice. They're getting to hear good. The different thoughts that is taking place with
that.
The election. So the elections is happening on November the 1st, which is Saturday coming.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
exactly, what are the positions up for outside of your seat?
Right.
What else is there?
So there are 12 other elected positions. I'm the president, the first vice president, Dr. Trustee, and 12 positions, and we are looking forward to filling all elected positions, and of course there's of course constitution arrangement for 8 other coordinators, but those are volunteers, those are appointed members of the executive.
Who's eligible to vote when it comes to the National Parent Teachers Association?
Good question. And the members or the delegates who attend the conference of delegates are allowed to vote, which means all the executive members, outgoing, national, regional officers. That's because, you know, we have 8 education districts or regions, regional officers, and 5 affiliated units, 5 members from each affiliated unit. So if there are 8 affiliated units per region or per education district, 5 of those members are allowed to vote from those units of each school.
So this is not a situation where teachers are going out and voting.
Well, teachers are involved. Listen, it is the National Parent Teacher Association. So this is not tutors' elections now, but of course, teachers are an integral component of the National Parent Teacher Association. So if there are teachers who are members of the organization, certainly they are invited as well, and they are part of the delegation.
But not all teachers could vote.
No, it's not carte blanche. You must be members of the Parent Teacher Association.
And not all parents...
Correct.
Could
correct.
Jump in the fray. You have to be a member of the association and you're eligible to vote.
Correct.
Would there be polling stations across various schools?
You know, there might be coming a time when we have to look at that, because there might be mitigating circumstances. Parents cannot come out to vote. There might be members of the religion that worship on a Saturday might not be able to vote, and we are disenfranchising them. So, very good point. There might be coming a day when there are polling stations placed strategically throughout Trinidad and Tobago to allow members who would not have been able to attend to come to vote. But presently, no. You must be present at the function, at the event, to be able to cast your vote on that day.
And this is happening at which school?
Marbella South Secondary School.
That's down south side.
Correct. Yeah.
So with that being said, and I'm glad you mentioned persons that worship and have their Sabbath on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Would the NPTA look at early voters, maybe cast your ballot?
Exactly.
Because if you are persons of the Muslim faith that do their prayer and worship on Friday lunch, they may not be able to early on, but they could cast a ballot very early or maybe.
Yeah.
So even if the persons that don't do nothing other than spiritual activities on a Sabbath, are you all looking at
that? That's what I'm saying. Down the road, we can certainly look, because one of the early measures that I want to undertake back in office after November 1st is to look at the amendment of the Constitution, and certainly that will be highly considered as part of the amendment in the Constitution, where you can vote outside of the Congress of Delegates by early voting, etc., or having voting booths in various points throughout Trinidad and Tobago.
As I have you here with me, it would be remiss of me if I didn't ask you this. You were in office for about 2 years?
November 11, 2023, 2 years. Yes.
Right, so it's about 2 years. 11th of November, you would have ascended to the helm of presidency of the NPTA. And now you're on the cuff of returning.
Correct.
Again, you want to.
Second term.
For second term, one good term deserve another. So let's talk about some of the transformations that your administration would have made in the National Parent Teachers Association when you ascended to office back in 2023.
Listen, when I came into office, we were just out of a terrible legal battle with some opponents of the National Parent Teachers Association. As a matter of fact, when I came into office, we were just about winding down the legal issues. So that we haven't gotten over that. One of the early mandates, as mandated by the court, was to ensure that we reestablish three particular regions throughout Trinidad and Tobago. I'm happy to report that the three regions, St. Patrick's, Southeastern, and Victoria, are up and running, and they're eligible to vote as well come November 1st. We also have been, through my leadership, have been able to establish a wide media presence. Look at where we are at today, for example. We're at 106 every Wednesday, 8:20 to 9 o'clock. And we have been able to network, as it were, with several other media houses for Trinidad and Tobago, where we have a presence. They look forward to our contribution. They look forward to our comments on critical, topical issues. And we continue to expose ourselves when it comes to that. So visibility is what is a critical part of my leadership, because I wanted to ensure. As a matter of fact, I went as far as to say in every home, the National Parent Teacher Association is supposed to have a voice. In every establishment, Davy, their parents, they won't be a parent, they won't be a teacher in every home, a doctor in every home, a politician in every home. But trust me, their parents in every home, the power of the PTA, the power of parents.
All right. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning.
Pleasant morning to the team. Pleasant morning, Mr. Walters.
Good morning, Morales, Mr. Yeah. Morales. Good morning. Got the voice?
Oh, you're good.
Not bad.
All right. Maybe you're willing to give a little insight into the next academic year as to what are your, how much put it by, either wishes or what you think, what you would like to achieve moving forward as the NPT in relation to the, well, we have a new Minister of Education and we have a new system in the school with the discipline and trying to assess the discipline. So you willing to tell the listening public, you know, what you think are the concerns they have and would like to be addressed, and how you like them to address in terms of, like, your suggestions and recommendations? I'll listen off here.
Well, good question, Mr. Morales, but if I do that, I'll be disclosing my address come Saturday. Because my address is hinged on 12 aspirations or wishes that I personally have where I want to take the organization over the next 2 years.
Well, okay, I hear that. Let's talk about the aspirations you had back in 2023.
Right.
In November the 11th, when you won the elections, you mentioned visibility.
Yes.
I can't remember, was the first thing you said when you came into office? Oh, the legal battles, you was able to get that and get it up and running.
Yeah, yeah.
And then secondly, visibility. You you're all over the place.
Thank you.
TV, this station, that station, right. And now you found a home.
Yes.
And a right home for that matter.
And appreciate this the whole lot.
Yeah,
we
forget
really
that.
Must thank 106 management.
Yeah, there's a good home. You see the other place there? Forget that.
Oh, please.
Nah, forget that. You could go and visit, you know.
Okay. This is my home.
Yeah, take all the food you could get there. You know, and if they give you money, take that too. Bring some for me. But you have a home here. The NPTA speaks of a home here.
Yes.
What other achievements outside of which is, I think, is very good,
right,
you see the media presence and the voice and people able to hear.
Yes.
Because I'll be very honest with you, I did not know there was a how long?
We're 65 years this year.
I've always heard about the PTA, which is the Parent Teacher Association.
Got you.
In my days in school, we have a PTA.
Got you.
But to hear a national parent teacher that has gone regional as well.
Exactly. Thank you.
I learned about it through you.
Exactly. And I'm happy. I'm really happy. And we want to make sure that that message propels throughout every home, as I said. We're supposed to be a household name.
Well, yeah, it is.
That's right.
PTA is our soul, but the end...
National PTA.
It has to be. That name of the song, like Marshall Boy.
Correct. The affiliation of 80% of our schools. Now, if there are, let's say, 200 schools, or let's go for easy maths, 100 schools in a particular education district, 80 of those schools are supposed to be aligned and affiliated with National Council of PTA. That was one of my wishes as well when I entered office November 11th. We have not met that goal, but trust me, there are regions, there are districts who are aspiring. As a matter of fact, Tobago is already on board. Tobago has about 90% of all the schools in Tobago affiliated with the National Council of PTA. It is my wish in this second tenure, this second term, to be able to loudly applaud the executive and the national PTA in 2027 to say we have on board 80% of all our schools in all our regions affiliated with the National Council of Parent Teacher Association. Herculean, onerous, yes, but attainable. It can be accomplished.
All right. And with that being said, outside of your media presence, were you able, well, you just alluded that you didn't make the goal, the target goal. Yes. Why you think, what hindered you from making that goal, if
well,
I can
ask? There were many obstacles in the way, including internal issues which you have to deal with. And of course, we spent quite some time making sure that we stabilize our regions, because there was some uncertainty, there was some disagreements, there was some unpleasant activities within our regions. So we had to stabilize those regions. Happy to say that most, if not all, of regions are now stable. They are now able to shoot, now able to move off, and we are hoping that we can accomplish that goal within the next 2 years.
With the relationship built over the last 2 years with the past administration and even the current one that's governing the country at this time, how would you say the NPTA fared in terms of conversations with the former Minister of Education, Dr. Nyan Gadsby-Dolly, and now the current Minister of Education, I think Mr. Dowlat is
correct. Dr. Dowlat.
Right.
We have tried to maintain, and the word is try, or the expression is try to maintain, a level of relationship building and stability with all, well, with the former and of course now the current government, because we are apolitical. We do not support publicly any political party. But in terms of the interest, welfare, concern of the child, the children, the students, we must maintain that partnership, that collaboration, that unity with the administration. So to answer your question, we've been able to maintain a level of camaraderie, a level of professionalism, a level of collaboration and engagement with former and present governments.
What are some of the policies that the NPTA was able to execute during your tenure so far?
With regards to the government, for example?
With regards to partnership with the government.
Fine. When the government was coming on board with the SOPU, School-Oriented Police Unit, we were called to meetings with them to be able to understand the policy and to put the policy together and to, of course, get our endorsement. The current government is also revising the National School Code of Conduct. We have been given the draft paper, the draft document, to make our comments and our recommendations. We have done so. So we have been part of the collaboration. And that has always been our issue. We do not want to rubber stamp anything. We want to make sure that we are on the table during the preparation stages and that we have a voice, because we do deserve to have a voice in policymaking as well. And we want to make sure that this government understands the relevance and importance of the PTA and bring us on board in all and every collaboration.
All right. So you said, I mean, I want to ask you what you have in mind for next term, but you said that will be meeting.
Let me hold it.
You want to let the cat out of the bag?
No, not just yet.
Is it the norm? Because normally when you're campaigning for an election, you would see what your promises are.
Right.
You would put out what is known as your manifesto.
Yeah. I do have the manifesto, and I'm going to disclose the manifesto, as I said, come Saturday when I'm giving my presidential address.
But then everybody will just be surprised.
No. Trust me, the utterances that I've made in the past publicly, which they are all fully aware, is more or less regurgitating those policies, those issues that I would want to have and see established, really bring it to the fore in a forceful way come Saturday.
Well, under your stewardship, I would have seen you done. You have done something that most persons have not been able to do. You have gotten a home on national media where different concerns can be voiced and persons can be edified and be updated on transformational issues taking place within our school compounds and so forth. We're still trying to get to the, I mean, forgive us, eh? It's not that he didn't do the homework. It's just that we have these elections coming and we needed to talk about it this morning, all right?
Sure.
Because we still had to fixate ourselves on the idea of what the MTS is doing in the schools and the police officers. One person is saying, good morning, Davey, passing on the coal mine road in Sangue Grande. I saw these children from SAWA, or the SWAHA Hindu...
Swaha.
Right. Swaha.
Yes, yeah, Swaha. Yes.
The Swaha Hindu College.
Right.
These children, most well-mannered and well-disciplined in Sandy Grande. They were well-behaved on the nation roads.
Good.
And they thought they should get a little big up.
Good.
And so Swaha. Swaha is correct.
Swaha Hindu, yeah.
Swaha Hindu.
Hindu. Hindu. And congratulations.
Congratulations.
I mean, because you know we always harp and
on the negatives.
Exactly. But I'm happy that this caller, well, this
the texter
is willing to make it public, and we're happy for that. Swaha, Texas. Congratulations.
So Swaha Hindu College doing well in terms of discipline on the nation's road.
Very good. Well,
hi, good morning, Mr. Walters, Davey, and all of the loyal listeners. My question to Mr. Walters is, what is the take on implementing more skilled schools? Because we have a lot of students who are entering the system, secondary school system, that is, with a figure of under 30%, way under 30%. We have students who cannot cope in our classroom, right, for academics. And let's face it, we have few avenues in which we can explore for students, such as this. Not everybody is going to be a doctor. Not everybody is going to be a lawyer. However, if you have 16-year-olds that are entering the Form 1 system, right, who are already at a different level of mentality compared to the 13-year-olds, 12-year-olds entering, then we have children who are going to be frustrated, right? Because in the first place, they may not have been able to even cope with the academics of primary school, which is why they are the age that they are, and they are entering the secondary system. What exactly is the plan to start dealing with these children? Because the stats are showing it that these children are the ones who fuel the indiscipline within schools because of the fact that they are mentally frustrated, right? So what exactly moving forward would be the plan, right? Is it that, are we going to start lobbying to implement more skilled schools so we start zoning students into these things based on academic performance? Because I mean, with the system, we have everybody entering secondary schools. Yet, however, everybody does not have the capability of a secondary education.
I think she means the capacity to soak in the academics.
Yeah. So that is so potent because not everybody, Davey, would be academically inclined. We understand that. So that there is need now for reinforcement in technical vocational issues. Plumbing, tailoring, seamstress, name it, that they have to be involved in those activities. And the government, the present government, has already started to put in place recruitment of skilled employees, skilled workers or skilled teachers to be able to come into our schools and to be able to train and school and tutor our charges, male and female, in other activities beyond the academia. And we applaud the government for that, and there are qualifications at the CXC level as well that you can attain under the CVQ program. So we're good. We're good to go with that.
We're clear on that.
Yes, it is.
All right, so that's a great question asked there by the texter. Thank you so much. Of course, 625-2257 and 627-3223. The NPTS Speaks, the segment is on now.
I want to add, though, that on Saturday, the featured speaker, of course, is the Honorable Minister of Education, Dr. Michael Dowlath. He has consented and he will be with us. It's the first public engagement, really, with him. So we are looking forward to him speaking to us and being able to charge us for the next 2 years.
Did Dr. Nyan Gatsby
do? Yes, she was incidentally our speaker last year.
Beautiful. I just want to make sure.
Okay.
I want to make sure. That's what I have to ask.
Yeah, she was the featured speaker.
So well done to the education ministry, ministers, past and present,
correct.
You are engaging with the NPTA and becoming the featured speaker on these events. Now, there is something I need to do, but before I do that, let me take a commercial break and I'll be back. Stay with us.
Every weekday morning, Tusker Martinez brings you the stories that matter to you. On The Human Impact, tackling the issues of the day, exploring health and wellness that hits home, diving into powerful features, bold opinions, and a book club that keeps you thinking. It's thoughtful, it's fearless, and it's yours. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Speak your mind, Trinidad and Tobago, and let's make it count. The Human Impact, only on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Engage with Davey on the all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Once again, I want to say good morning, Trinidad and Tobago, as we are in the NPTA Speak segment. We want to remind persons, and I'm very proud of Bonnier High Secondary School, as they are doing something that is known as Restaurant for a Day, where parents and guardians of Form 1s to 5 will be invited. And this Restaurant for a Day is simply embarking and teaching children about entrepreneurship. So I think a couple of the forms will be allowed to decorate a few classrooms in the school, and they're going to be doing a cooking. It's actually going to be a restaurant, whether it be a fast food in terms of a burger joint, Chinese, Creole food, Indian delicacies, whatever. These students are coming together to do this. And this is happening on Monday, the 3rd of November at 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. I am looking forward to it. I think this is a very, very good initiative that Bonnier High School is doing. And they are coming together to teach students responsibility of opening business and getting feedback from patrons, because their own schoolmates will be coming in and purchasing the foods and sitting down restaurant style. So I say good morning, going out to Bonnier High School this morning from us here at Freedom 106.5 FM. I endorse it. I think it's a great initiative, and you all should go forward. It's Restaurant for a Day at Bonnier High School on Monday 3rd.
Expression is who we are. Take control. The all-new Talk Radio. Freedom 106.5. Speak your mind.
Once again, good morning. I had to send that. I mean, what do you think about Bonnier, about the school?
Fantastic. Listen, I'm coming there on Monday 3rd. I have to be there to be part of this.
Bring belly in hand.
Exactly. So we must really applaud our schools when they are using their creative juices in order to be able to bring value to the school and the school environment. And I think that this is a fantastic suggestion. I want to even proffer this to other schools as well, to consider looking at that as a means of raising funds, one, as a means of engaging your students as well.
This is not just about raising funds, but it's teaching children entrepreneurial.
Correct.
And I understand it's Form 3, 4, and 5 students will become business owners and entrepreneurs for the day.
Great.
So Form 1s and 2s will be able to purchase a little meal. And it's not going to be that expensive.
It's
children.
Correct.
You know, and some parents and guardians are invited, and Bonnier High is doing it. So, hey.
And listen, entrepreneurship is a subject to be tested at CXC, you know. Entrepreneurship at the CAPE level. So I mean, they're already on the right trajectory. They're already in the right direction by inculcating that even from Form 3.
And that's a beautiful thing. Thank you so much. And I had to share that information with you guys as well. And a bit of, I wouldn't say sad, but there is a clip coming off of CNC3 newscast that it's sad and unfortunate, but it is part of NPTA Speaks. It is dealing with our school children. So let's take a listen in, folks.
Tonight, investigating one of their own accused of physically and verbally assaulting students at a Port of Spain school last month.
School safety officer Shaka Wallace, who was injured in the incident, tells CNC3 News the parent allegedly sent threats via voice note to a student group chat the night before, then showed up on the compound the next day.
Video obtained by CNC3 News shows the woman hitting students, the dean, and Wallace. More now from cameraman Ricardo St. Bernard and reporter Carissa Lee.
When government made the decision to deploy police officers in schools, it was to address the rising incidents of indiscipline and violence. But at this school, it seems as if the alleged aggressor is a member of the police service. Acting Commissioner Junior Benjamin confirmed she is a TTPS officer and said an investigation is underway. CNC3 News spoke to school safety officer Shaka Wallace, who said he was bitten and headbutted by the parents. He shared a recording and claimed the incident stemmed from students harassing the woman's child about her hair, which she allegedly warned them about before the attack.
I'll be done in that school, bring all your mother. I'll kill one of all you. You better tell all you.
She bit me on my right forearm before biting me also in my face. I think the least I would have expected in that moment is to be head-butted in the face.
Wallace said things intensified when she met the students in the school's office. In the nearly four-minute video, the parent is seen grabbing one student by her school shirt and pointing her finger in another's face. She was also seen fighting off the adults trying to restrain her. A minute later, Wallace is seen entering the room and attempting to restrain the police officer from attacking anyone else. He is calling for her to be fired from the service.
Here you have a police officer, although not in her official capacity, perpetuating such acts, and I find it really appalling.
Acting Commissioner Benjamin said the TTPS is investigating both the voice note and the video. He added that the incident will be dealt with to the full extent of the law. Carissa Lee, CNC3 News.
Unacceptable. Totally and unequivocally unacceptable.
No.
Yeah, definitely.
This does not reflect, and I want persons to understand, this does not reflect on the image of the TTPS's presence in our nation's schools.
True. Mm-hmm.
It does not.
No. Mm-hmm.
This officer acted in not as a member of the Trinidad Tobago Police Service, mm-hmm. but as a citizen, as a parent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, off duty or not, you're still an officer.
Correct. Yeah. And you're held to higher standards.
To high standards. Yeah, to law and order.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And here it is. You've seen. Well, first you went into a student.
Yeah.
Group chat.
Correct. Yeah.
Threatening students.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the type of language as well.
And then the obscenities and
correct.
Profanities being
exactly, exactly.
Against students. Yeah. Now, not negating the fact that the students hearing it and them themselves using those
as
languages.
Well, yeah, yeah,
but as an adult,
yeah,
the example needs to be set.
Of course. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know the association, the Parent Teachers Association, the NPTA, does not encourage.
Abhor that kind of behavior, totally.
And what sort of retribution or actions would you, as the president, call on the authorities in addressing this matter?
Well, again, zero tolerance when it comes to this, and we would not encourage, by any stretch of the imagination, any parent thinking of almost taking the law into his or her own hands. I mean, there are chains of commands, Davey, and we'd warn the parents, if at all your child is involved in any kind of situation at the school, and it's going to happen, use the chain of command that is available to you, again, via the code of conduct and the matrix of the school, to ensure that you get your own type of justice for your child.
Indeed,
you can't
so.
Take the law into your own hands.
Indeed so, and that goes with even the parent who slapped the child in El Dorado. Hello.
That.
Yeah, hello, good morning.
Hey, morning, Davey. What's up? Everything good, man?
Yeah.
Listen to everybody this morning, listen to everything off to Jamaica. My heart go out to Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
A few things I'll say first. The situation with Venezuela, in 2018, when Venezuela was going through problems, and America stopped doing trade to them, right? Released all the prisoners and people from asylum, and most of the good people from Venezuela had to leave to go into other countries to find a better life. Most of them came to Trinidad and Tobago, right? Working the health team. And since 2018, we have a lot of Venezuelans and them coming in for like a lot of stuff from pregnancy, down to stabbing, down to shooting, down to all kind of stuff, right? And we take care of them. A lot of Venezuelans are working right now in groceries and bars and things, and we take care of them. And we take care of probably close to 600,000 Venezuelans, I think. Documented or undocumented, I can't remember. But Maduro should see that and should stop harassing. You know, we lost small fry. We
all right.
More than most fry this country down.
All right, thanks very much. But we're dealing with NPTA. We had a lot to deal with the Venezuelans and this morning. We have to give the NPTA their chance. Yes. Good morning again, Davey. Thank you for your attention in my voicemail. Why there is no evidence that noise pollution directly causes sudden infant death syndrome, constant or loud noise can disturb a baby's sleep, raise stress levels, and interfere with healthy breathing patterns and all factors that relate to how a baby body regulates itself during sleep. So while noise doesn't cause SIDS, keeping a baby's sleep environment calm, quiet, and consistent is still very important for safety and good health. Also, while SIDS was given as a reason death by noise pollution is just as unexplainable if looking for evidence in an autopsy, unless we can see the cholesterol levels. Thank you again, Davy, and please don't let the listeners stress you out. Let's get this update again.
Hey, I do it like just over a week ago, but it happened. The incident happened on September 25th. I got an update yesterday from the TTPS, Junior Benjamin to be exact, and he said that no action has been taken yet, but investigations are ongoing, underway, and the plan on you going the full extent of the law once this person is found guilty, because they're really, really not happy about that.
All right, and that's coming from reporter Carissa Lee in an update. This video apparently circulated or touched base in September.
Yes.
All right, and we're now given an update. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much to my producer for the update from Carissa Lee as it relates to what is taking place. So the said officer is still on duty.
Okay.
All right, the senior officer, Junior Benjamin, said that they're still investigating and looking into the matter. Sometimes I am very in a state of wonderment, if that is a word, as to what has transpired in certain things that seems open and sharp to me.
Of course, exactly. But I guess they must take their due diligence as well, you know what I'm saying? Because it could be a legal issue. And they're just trying to make sure that they dot the I's, cross the T's, you know? But I would have hoped that by now the investigations, as you said, I mean, this is clear-cut, as it were, you know?
Well, I appreciate the fact that it's not swift and draconian and harsh.
Yes.
But investigating the circumstances, I mean, the woman did assault a teacher.
Correct, yeah.
Mm-hmm. She assaulted others.
Yeah.
She threatened students.
We heard the video.
And parents.
Exactly.
You know, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what else, what other, I mean, for me, I'm not into the legal profession.
Yeah.
So I can't
say. Procedure,
In closing,
sure.
What I any messages or information you would like to share at the 99th hour
Sure. Well, I really want to thank Davy, the members of the Congress of Delegates 2023, who saw it fit to put me in office as the president, national president. I want to thank them for the confidence they reposed in me, and I trust that I was able to fulfill probably not all of the expectations, but certainly the majority of what they expected of me, I was able to fulfill those expectations sufficient enough to be able to give me a second term in office come November 1st. And I want to thank them for that. Also to encourage other members of the PTA who have not yet seen it fit to be a part of the National Council of PTA via your regions or via your units, jump on board, please, and let us together crusade the importance, relevance, and necessity to be actively involved in your child's educational journey.
Well said.
Thank you.
Well said. Walter for President of Trinidad and Tobago. All right. So that concludes the show for today. We want to thank the NPTA for passing through and being a very instrumental part of the program this morning. Thank you so much for sharing your insights.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio, Freedom 106.5.